Book of Acts, the 26th chapter. In light of some of the things that are going on in our world today, Betty often would be watching the news or something. She said, "I know that's Satan doing that." And I say, "Yeah, that's right. You're right. But don't get discouraged." And then we'll both say, "Well, the Lord will take care of that."
That's right. Amen.
But we have to keep convincing ourselves. If a man says he's not a little bit afraid, I believe he's just lying to you. In our day,
they don't want to know what's going on.
Some of the things that are happening. But there again, we say the Lord's in control. And we're hearing that lower and more today than ever before. And some of the scripture I'm going to go through today is more for me than it is for you, probably. But Lord is in control. He has set things in motion and followed them up all the way. He hadn't left it just to wander around over a wobble around in chance. But he's always on top of things. The 15th verse in this 26th chapter, "Sitting I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest." Lord had knocked the Apostle Paul down, give him life, and then he told him to rise up. He said, "But rise and stand upon my feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister." Sometimes it takes a little knocking down, doesn't it? It definitely takes a little eye-opening, a little light to shine upon the things about us. "To make thee a minister and a witness both to these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from people." Well, why do they need delivering from the people? Because when he tells them the truth, they're fixing to turn on him.
Yeah.
And from the Gentiles. Yeah. They're opposed to it already.
Yeah.
"Unto whom now I send thee." And he's sending them to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance. It's just all by gift. Nothing by works.
Right.
The gift brings on good works. "But the inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith." By faith is important. Faith doesn't come by one's thoughts or power. Of all of his studying and learning, it doesn't come unless God gives it.
Amen.
For by grace through faith are you saved, and that not of yourself.
Right.
By faith that is in me, in the Lord. It seems like sometimes the Lord is kind of harsh to his people. The Apostle Paul going along there, and all of a sudden light shines and he's blind.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's the way it happens to all of God's people. you become blind, or the darkest time is just before the light shines.
Yes.
And it shines upon all of God's people. And God then will raise them up. Yes. That's what he done. The Apostle Paul said, rise up. Get up and go to work. It's time now to do your good works. So he set them in motion to do them, and God's always delivering his people. It may not sometimes look like it, and that's kind of what I'm talking about now. Man, if he says he just doesn't fear the things that are coming up on this world, he's a liar.
He's stupid.
Yeah, or he's not in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we live in this flesh, there's a certain darkness is there that God never relieves the people of until he shines the light on them. And his day-to-day is shining light on things. That's what sanctified is.
Mm-hmm.
He's sanctifying his people. By the light that's coming upon them. In Isaiah, the 8th chapter, I guess it's verse 11, says, for the Lord spake thus unto me with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people. So we're always forewarned also. If we look, it's there. So the Lord doesn't wait for these things to come, but he's going to forewarn us always. Look. And he done it with a strong hand. And instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, say ye a confederacy to them to whom this people say. A confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. How come here a lot of times? And in the beginning, I wondered what's their fear. Their fear is of condemnation. Their fear is of punishment. Their fear is much different than the people of God's fear. Their fear is the fear of the Lord. Not that they're concerned about what the Lord's going to do to them, but they're concerned that they would go against their God. So their fear is one that they would offend God. And we as Christian people don't want that to happen.
Right.
We don't fear the same thing. We're always looking to God to deliver.
Right.
And he does deliver. Sometimes it may take a while. Leaves us to wonder most often, why is this happening? Yeah. I go back again and say, if a man tell you he doesn't fear these things.
Yeah.
One good thing, at my age, they said the other day, certain things going to happen by year 2030. And I said, well, no use me going there.
Yeah.
I'm past that, I believe. Lord's good sometimes.
Amen.
In that way, we've already seen a lot of it. I don't have a whole lot to prove anymore, especially about myself. I have to prove things to myself sometimes, but I don't have to try to prove every day what is next, what's coming next. Lord's always opening up the way. And one thing that I'm sure of anymore, that we don't need to partner up with just some so-called spiritual group and that kind of spiritual understanding. Our understanding is right here.
Amen.
In this
Amen.
Book. Sometimes we rely on too many other things and want to team up with them.
Yeah.
Because it's much easier most of the time to do. But stand strong, God is always delivering. Said sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread, and he shall be our sanctuary. Go to him. It makes you think of the old cherubim once again, the wings all down, covering, always covering.
Yeah.
But the opposite of that, for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken at his will. Be taken. In verse 16, then he said, bind up the testimony.
Right.
Seal the law among my disciples. Mm. Deliver. Seal it up. Don't leave them wondering who is in control. Let them be sure that these things are all by the Lord's will. Always delivering. Isaiah 35 then, in verse 3, he said, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Always delivering, huh? It comes line upon line, precept upon precept, and day upon day. But if we wait for the Lord, I'm still pretty dumb, but I understand a whole lot more today than I did, say, 20 years ago. Now, I understand I was really ignorant then. But it comes. He's always delivering his people.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think it's slow, but it's coming. He is a vengeful God. And all these things we think are going on now that are just seem like consuming the world. He's going to take care of it.
Amen.
Sometimes we think, well, amen. I wonder why the Lord is waiting so long to be in Egypt.
Yeah.
But he's waiting until due time.
Amen.
Until it is prophesied to fulfill it. It comes in the word of power. Over and over and over.
Yeah.
We being human, we're so forgetful that he does rule in all things. Said then, the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. We're going to see and we're going to hear what the Lord has to say. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert, coming right down from the throne.
Yep.
Right under the wall of the temple. And it comes out a little trickle, but it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The Lord is going to deliver his people.
That's right.
And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And in the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, the fools shall not hear therein.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, this wonderful highway and all the rocks removed.
Yeah.
No lines there.
No.
Nothing gonna jump out and grab you. Nothing to overtake you that you don't know is coming. We know the Lord will take care of it. But like I say, we have to keep reading in his word. The word's what delivers.
Yeah.
It's always delivering. He will come and save his people. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you by his word. What is your word? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yeah.
The Word is a pure image of God, who's always delivering his people. In the book of Hebrews, the second chapter, verse 11, I guess, said, for he that sanctified, and they who are sanctified, that are all one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. This is my brethren, I'm going to take care of them.
Yeah.
They're my family. They're my inheritance. And we're in the family of God. He said, say, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I am the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, and that's what I was talking about, if we are part of that, we always do wonder.
Yeah.
And we have some amount of fear.
Yeah.
But when fear comes, where do you look? Do we look unto the Lord, or we look into his word? Partakers of flesh and blood, and he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that hath power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were being their all their lifetime subject unto bondage. This fear of death is a horrible thing. If it has a hold to you. That's what I stoned and I've been got to the age of, I know it's plenty evident. I see it every day. In dying, we die.
Right.
Yeah. Why do we fear?
Yeah.
But it is a bondage. For verily, he took on him the nature of angels, didn't He did. He took not, I'll get that straight, on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham.
Right.
Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Hmm. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. He's always delivering his people. His word is always coming and delivering people. In Psalm, the 18th Psalm, we could read this whole thing, but we'll not read it all. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, in my high tower. Well, call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compass me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compass me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled.
Amen.
The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and a fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place and his pavilion. Round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. And the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. And the Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of water were seen, and the foundation of the world were discovered at thy rebuke. O Lord, and at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters, and he delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place and delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, hath he recompensed me. Mm. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou shalt show thyself merciful, and with upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the proverb thou wilt show thyself proverb.
Yes.
For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down I look.
Yeah.
For that will light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a truth, and by God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, this way is perfect. His way is perfect. The way of the Lord is tried. He is a buffer to those that trust him. For who is God, save the Lord?
Yeah.
Or who is a rock, save our God?
Amen.
Who is God? That's all we're really interested in, isn't it?
Right.
That is right. Sometimes we act like we don't have any fear of anything, but thankfully, the Lord overcomes that fear, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Who has perfect love? Well, it's the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And what does John say about that perfect love?
Mm-hmm.
Cast out fear.
Yeah, cast out fear. In writing about Sarah, Peter gives her as an example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially to the women, but you know, that good advice for everybody. The whole, the Word of God is good for everybody. I'm talking about his people. It'd be good for everybody else too if they would listen to it, but they just don't listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
But for God's people, he says to the women first that you're whose daughters ye are, if you continue without any fear and in amazement,
mm-hmm.
Don't let it get you down. Understand that God knows you're going to have these weaknesses and these infirmities.
Mm-hmm.
And that fear is part of those infirmities and weaknesses. And he knows it, just like we read, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was tempted that he might suffer those that are tempted.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, we are tempted, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Uncertainty. A man knoweth not what
mm-hmm.
a day may bring forth.
Right.
But thankfully, if we know the Lord, we know that the future is secure for his people. The name of that song, Sister, Dr.
K. Campbell's.
Campbell's wife, what, I can't think of her name.
His eyes on the sparrow?
Yeah, his eyes on the sparrow. She used to sing that every time, and I think she sang it for several years in a row up at Carthage at the Bible conference there. I asked her one time, she didn't sing it, and I asked her if she was going to sing it, and she said, no, she's gotten to. Says, I got too old, and my voice just won't perform for me. But, his eyes on the sparrow, and if his eyes on the sparrow, it's on me.
Amen.
And certainly that is true, and that's the admonition that the Lord gives, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If he cares for the sparrow, certainly he would care for you. I guess the thing that most of us, I think, would fear more than anything else is this torture. You read about that, there's a movement up here, Brother Sanford brought, and it's talking about the church in China, the Christians in China, and how they're oftentimes persecuted. And there's some bad stuff that they can do to you. Talking about one young teenage girl, because of her testimony for Christ, they put a cattle rock frog in her mouth.
I just can't take that.
So, it's... But, I think in Fox's Book of Martyrs, he talks about this one woman, I forget what her name was, but they poured hot lead down her throat. And it's amazing. What were you saying earlier, Bruce, about people, how evil man is? And what was that statement you were saying? Somebody about how a man was born how you said that.
I'm not sure, but it's amazing to me how cruel and senseless a person mm-hmm. can be to another person.
Yeah. We were talking about how they were killing.
Oh, he's a killing machine.
Oh yeah, right.
And how much effort down through time, especially now, how much effort and money is put towards developing ways to kill other people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you talk about their military budgets, and it's in the billions of dollars.
Oh yeah.
Every nation does that.
Every nation.
And always coming up with new weaponry that will take lives.
Yeah.
It hasn't stopped.
No.
No. And it is affecting our families. To protect themselves.
Well, and these nuclear submarines, they have 16 missiles, and each missile's going to have about 16 warheads in it.
Okay.
And they go different directions.
Yeah, just deploy like a fireworks.
That's what it is.
It just
and each one of those warheads is greater than what we saw in World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just incredible. And that's the thing, it's been going on all through time.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't stopped.
Nope, and it's not going to until the Lord comes back.
Amen.
Exactly. But I'm glad that I'm here today.
Amen.
And thankful that we can, at least today, we can worship our God in peace.
Amen.
Don't have to fear somebody breaking down the door and coming in and taking us away. But someday it might happen.
Sure.
It just might come to that.
Right.
When you read or hear on the news or whatever, a man trying to see that his daughter's rapist gets justice, and instead of the kid that raped his daughter getting justice, there's the rest in him.
Yeah. Right.
The father.
Right.
That's how convoluted our world is today.
Yeah.
And of course it goes on all the time. That's just one incident that makes the news. But how many others are out there, we don't know. But fear not, thou worm Jacob.
Right.
For I am thy God, I will redeem.